The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody! Coming up on today's experience, it's Dr. Dave's. That's right, Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life. But the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think, we hope, before this show is over. Actually, we hope before this introduction is over. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use, probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because my wife needs a break from me. That's why. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk truth with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. Here is your question. Which area do we need to have a more let go of it attitude in? That's right. That's the question. What area in our lives right now, if the Lord is in the room with you, which he is, by the way, and you and him are talking, which you should be, by the way. And he says, you know, it would be very helpful for you if you would let go of it. What area would that be in? If you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. We consider that to be sad. Just reach out and give us a call, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like feeling confident that you have done your very best.
Thank you, David. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you, my friend. How's your week going thus far?
It's going great so far. How's your week going?
It's going really, really well. I gotta say, we had a nice little birthday party for our grandson yesterday. It'll really fill into our second segments of the show. You'll get that when we get there. I do want you to be aware we've got a lot of stuff going on, but if you've got something going on, I want you to have the opportunity to have that going on shared. Now, what that means is simply this. Maybe you've got something that's taking place in your life and you need prayer. Great, let's pray. You think, well, I don't know. I mean, is there different denominations that listen to the radio? About 22 that we've identified thus far. What does that mean? That means that we're all gathering together in fellowship, trying to just encourage one another to draw closer to the Lord, closer to one another as we see the return of Jesus Christ getting closer and closer. It also means that we share one Heavenly Father. Jesus said, when you pray, say, Our Father. We are blood relatives through the blood of Jesus Christ, and we drink of one Holy Spirit. That is very helpful, which is why Scripture says that we need to fight to keep the unity of the faith, not find the unity of faith. It's already there in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So, in essence, if you've got a prayer request, bring it. We're your brothers and sisters. We'll pray about it. If you've got a praise report, the Lord has done something. It's just marvelous. You know it. You're just thinking, I got to share this with somebody. This is a great opportunity to do that, and we encourage you to do so. It blesses you by reinforcing it in your own life. It blesses others who hear it, and it honors the Lord. You might have something you've noticed, something you want to share, something that just, you know, something that's just driving you crazy. You just want to get it off. Now, what we don't want to do is make it a kvetch fest. Now, I think you guys get what I'm saying. It's not an opportunity just to call and go, wah, 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 wah. Okay, that is not good. What is good is speaking life. And so we're encouraging you to do that, giving you the opportunity to do that. And no, you don't have to speak perfectly. You guys should know that by now. So if you've got that going on, you can call us at the 972-445-0770. You can also text us live during the show. So if you're in San Diego, it's 1137. If you're in Denver, it's 1237. If you're in Dallas, 137. If you're in Detroit, it's 237. If you're on the moon, like we said, we have no idea what time it is. How are you texting while you're on the moon? After all, it's made of cheese. All right, so the bottom line to that is you can text us 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Non-professional voice coming now.
214-210-8483.
There you go. So we've got that rolling. We want to make sure you know that you can also reach us by email. Email is very safe, right? David@hemustincrease.org. That's David, D-A-V-I-D, at hemustincrease.org. So you've got a prayer request, a praise report, something along those lines. We are going to be going into prayer shortly. We do have somebody on the phone. We're going to get them in a second. But I will tell you ahead of time, we have some very fascinating news about an interview we're doing tomorrow. I'll just let you know. I'm just going to give you one line on it. We're going to talk about it more in the second hour. And here's the one line I want to tell you, and that is tomorrow we will have a unique opportunity. Don't you think that's a good word, unique opportunity, to have a brief interview, which again, a unique opportunity, with Bob Hartman. And you might not remember who Bob Hartman is until I jog your memory. Bob Hartman is one of the mainstays of the band Petra. Wow. So we're going to have Bob Hartman up from Petra. Wow, that's going to be fun. So we'll see how that goes. That's all thanks to Rosalind and Robert going after it. We appreciate that very much. We'll see where that kind of pans out. We're also, in a bit, going to be praying for Aunt Deb, Aunt Deb's daughter-in-law, Holly. Her grandpa is in a procedure situation right now. We're going to be praying for him as well as for Holly. We'll do that in a minute. But first, we have a caller, and we want to see what the caller's got going on. So let's give them an opportunity to talk and share. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Yeah, this is Brother Ace.
Hello, David. Brother Ace. How are you, my brother?
I'm winning victory over victory.
Winning victory over victory. One glory after another, after another, after another. Glory by glory.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, I just want to give you a praise report on my son. I have a son I've never seen, never talked to, and this was back in the 70s when he came into the world. And I caught his phone number and finally found it where he was, and I called him, and he called me back, and we reunited, and we're reconciled back. But of 80 years I've been on this earth, and it's the first time I've heard his voice, and we're going to meet and hug each other and love one another. And I just want to tell the world that don't never give up. Yahweh's always got a place in your heart. He knows what you need. You'll fulfill it down the road somewhere along the line.
Wow. Wow. Okay, so I got to ask you this because, you know, I just want to know. First of all, what a powerful testimony. I mean, I think you know that that's just the Lord is just using that to speak to people right now who are listening, who are longing for reconciliations with family members that are long and lost, okay?
Amen.
What I have to ask you this. when you got the call back, okay, whether you left a message, whether you picked it up, whatever, what were you thinking at that moment, either before you heard his message or before you picked up the call? What were you thinking when he called you back? You were thinking, wow.
Well, you know, I was thrilled and happy because I've been trying to reach him before, but I just never got to do that. And after we talked for an hour about his life, about my life, well, we kind of established a base of knowledge of each other, which we missed in these 80 years. So, you know, what happened is when I had the baby, my ex-wife wanted to adopt him so they can be adopted. And that's the reason I kind of lost touch with him. He was in a great family, got raised right. So he's a good boy and done a good job in his life. So we're all happy, and we thank the Lord above for putting us back together.
Well, that is a phenomenal, phenomenal testimony. So I want to just share that with you. And you see, what you just did there, just in sharing that, there are so many parents, so many people that for whatever reason are just so far away from their kids. Their kids, usually it's the kids or whatever the reason, like in your circumstance, it just like the hope is low, and it's you just instilled hope in multitudes of people just by sharing what the Lord's done in your life.
Amen.
Amen.
May it be a blessing to others.
Yeah, that's a blessing right there.
Thank you for being there. Appreciate you.
Well, we love you, Brother Ace, and we're going to keep praying for you, and everybody is committing to pray for you. Nobody will forget you in
prayer. Please, I'm still finding a terrible battle, so just hang in there and help me out, and I appreciate it.
Amen. Let me pray over you real quickly. I want to pray a blessing in your life. Hold on 1 second.
Amen. Okay?
Father, I ask you to bless my Brother Ace. It doesn't even matter. Well, I don't care. Just bless him from the kingdom of heaven and let him receive a blessing that comes from you. You love him. We love him. We ask you to bless him and let him know this is a gift from the Most High God. Pour it into his life and bless him with it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
All right. Love you, brother. God bless you.
I love you, too.
Bye. All right, technically you can all go home because I can't do any better than that. I'm just making the point. You can't. I mean, come on.
Have been listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Have a nice day. I mean, just phenomenal, right? All right, that was phenomenal, phenomenal testimony. And that's something for all you parents. Now, I've got the same thing, so let's not be. I have a wayward. Don't you know? Prodigal. It makes the prodigal look like a saint. So I understand. I get it. And sometimes the kids are really far out. Sometimes they're not as far out. Sometimes they're a little far out. I get it. Never lose hope. Never stop praying. Never stop believing. You parents, never stop giving up. You children of parents who need it, never stop praying. Never stop giving up. Those that have siblings, brothers, and sisters, you never stop praying. You never give up. You never quit. And you're thinking, but I haven't seen anything. Too bad. What you see and what God does is not the same 99% of the time, if not higher, right? Keep praying. You don't know the moment that the miracle will manifest. Keep praying, right? That's number one. Number two, we're going to pray. Holly is Aunt Deb's daughter-in-law, okay? And it's the last wedding I went to, by the way. And her grandpa has having some struggles, okay? So he's having some struggles. So he's in the hospital, and at first they thought this is going to be really, really bad because he had a mass around his major arteries, and they didn't have a surgeon that wanted to do anything. Now they've gotten a little bit of an update, and they think it's more of a sepsis kind of thing because of bacterial and not cancer. So that's good, but we're going to pray for him. We're going to pray for Holly's papa. That's what we're going to call him. And we're also going to pray for Brother Ace. And we're also going to pray for Holly just to be at peace. And she's got a lot of stuff going on in her life. We want that blessing on her as well. So let's just come before the Lord in prayer. We're not, you know, we don't tell God what to do. We petition God. We bring it before him. We have faith. We have confidence in his goodness. And he has our best interests in mind. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to pray about that right now. Let's pray. Father, wow. You know, Lord, I just am privileged to be behind this microphone right now. Just privileged to hear that from Brother Ace. That's stuff we're going to carry with us all our lives, Lord, until we see you face to face. him not having him having a distance and then having a reconciliation, and many of us not having that, giving us hope. You tell us never to quit, and we're not gonna. We're gonna keep going, Lord. We're gonna keep being determined, and we want you to touch Brother Ace physically. He needs physical healing. He needs the power of your Holy Spirit to run through his system. Holy Spirit, you raised Jesus from the dead. Move upon Brother Ace's body. And while we're praying that, we're praying for Holly's grandpa, her papa, that you would bring healing power into this situation. And that instead of this being more dramatic and worse, that the news would simply get better and better. And that it wouldn't put that much pressure on Holly. And in fact, Lord, Holly, would you bless her as she's doing her studies and trying to get to where she's trying to get to in the medical profession. We ask you just to bless her and let her have a comfort and a peace. And put that also on Aunt Deb. We know Aunt Deb's carrying it. She won't say it, but we know she's doing it. And we're asking you to put a peace upon Aunt Deb while this is going on. And Lord, these are our people. These are our brothers and our sisters. Some are facing physical challenges, some are facing financial challenges, some are facing legal challenges. They're facing challenges just to stay steady before you. Here's what we pray. Help us all. In every person where they are in their needs, help us all. We need your help. Some of us need just to be more patient. Some of us need to be more calm. Some of us need to have just bigger faith. Help each one of us. Dad, we need you. We can't do this without you. We can't do this stuff. We can't do this walk. We can't do this life without you. We need an outpouring of your Holy Spirit upon us and a filling up on the inside of us. And Jesus, we need you interceding for us and watching out for us. We pray to you, Father, in the name of the Son, with help from the Holy Spirit. Help your kids. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. And amen. Okay, wow. Well, that is not the normal beginning of our show, because we don't have a normal beginning of the show, so there's not a lot you're going to say there. I do want to let people know that a week from Monday... Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, about 10 days or so. Is that roughly about the right amount? That will be our five-year anniversary being here at KAAM here at the studio. I remember when I first did radio in San Diego, they thought it wouldn't last a month. Wrong. Here, I thought they gave me two. Anyway, what we'll do is we'll go right into our first trivia question, and then we'll get that rolling. We'll send you to the website. Lots of cool stuff going on there, of course. And then we'll come back and do some teaching, and, we've got our triv and so on and so forth. Let's do our first trivia question. Here it is. Should be pretty straightforward. I'm not looking for anybody to have a difficulty here. This is out of Matthew chapter 3:1 and Matthew chapter 3:11. It's pretty straightforward. John the Baptist was the forerunner of Jesus. True or false? John the Baptist was the forerunner of Jesus. True or false? That is the question. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So here's what I'm going to do. So even people are answering, and a lot of people are answering, and that's good, because a lot of people should answer the trivia question. Straightforward. John the Baptist was a forerunner of Jesus. Is that true or false? Matthew 3:1, Matthew 3:11. You can, like we said, call the 971. What's it say? 972-445-0770. You know, I've only done that number 10,000 times. You'd think I'd know it by now. 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website and tell you a couple things on the website. On the website is the latest version of the book that I wrote, Broken for His Glory. If you've ever been hurt in church or by spiritual situations, that's a great book. If you can't afford it, tell me and we'll get it for you free. The other book is The Jewish Christian. That's a devotional to draw you closer to the Lord. Yes, I'm going to promote them a little more because I think they're a lot better and a lot cleaner. And yes, both of those books are going to be audiobooks. If you want to wait, one of them will be done in about 2 weeks. Another one will be done in about 8 weeks. Okay? Just telling you, if you want that, we'll coordinate it. If you can't afford it, you tell me. We'll get them to you, period. We'll just believe that's the way to do it. Additionally, on the website is a place to give, a place to also fill out a form for praise reports and for prayer requests, as well as opportunities to be ambassadors for the show, which we would appreciate if you'd keep us in mind. That helps. It does help. Bottom line is we want you to check all this stuff out. Our scripture for today, Luke 6:38, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. So big thank you for everybody who's given. Never want you to think we're not appreciative. And a big thank you for those that will give in the future. How about that? Check it out on the website, hemusincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemusincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemusincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemusincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemusincrease.org.
hemusincrease.org.
See, I'm telling you, I want one of those so I can have like a big piece of cheese and use it to slice the cheese. Is that a bad idea?
Then when you're slicing the cheese, you just miss. You go, well, there goes my finger.
Yeah. Well, that was a nice table, wasn't it? All right, somebody's on the phone. Let's send him on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David. This is Brandon over here in Mansfield.
Hi, Brandon. How are you?
Doing great. Heading into work at the hospital.
You're working at the hospital?
Yeah, I'm a chaplain over there at Baylor.
Oh, God bless you, brother. God bless you, man. That's a ministry that takes a lot, and you should be blessed for that because you are stepping into that place. So the Lord reward you for that. Okay? I mean, that's all I want to say. All right, let me give you the trivia question, and then let me know how I can pray for you. Okay? Here we go.
Okay.
True or false, John the Baptist was the forerunner of Jesus.
He was indeed.
He was indeed. That is correct. I'm a no. Making the crooked ways straight, making a pathway in, making it clear, this is the dude. Follow him. That's it right there. Brother, how can we pray for you as you're heading in there?
Yeah, man, just pray that I'll be led by the Spirit. That's my prayer. I know that God has those divine appointments where we could, I try to pray that God would, where there's darkness, he'd let me bring his light, and where there's sadness, I could bring his joy. And, you come across a lot of different situations there, and just really praying that I would be led by God's Spirit to be at the right place at the right time and minister to the patients, the families, and the staff there, the doctors and nurses and the custodians and everybody there. You kind of have a chance to be a pastor to the hospital. So I'm just praying that I'd be led by the Spirit to do the Lord's will and be a good witness for him there at the hospital.
Awesome. Let me pray for you right now, brother, okay? Let me pray over you.
Thank you.
Father, we come before you right now. We lift up our brother Brandon, and Lord, he's a chaplain, which to me means he's worthy of respect and honor because he's putting himself in that place. And Lord, what he is praying is the perfect prayer for his position. I'm so proud to be his brother. Simply this, Lord, he wants to follow you. He wants you to lead him. He doesn't want to do it on his own. He doesn't want to do it in his flesh. He wants to do it by your direction, your guidance. Lord, there's so many people for him to minister to, and he doesn't want to miss anybody. And Lord, here's the thing. You make it clear to us in Luke 11:13 and Ephesians 5:18 that if we ask for your Spirit to guide, if we ask for the Holy Spirit to guide us and to you pour your Holy Spirit upon us, you will give that prayer to us. That is what we're asking. You said, ask, and the Father's going to give, and we're asking you, Father, to pour it on Brandon in his situation. Give him the wisdom, the strength, the fortitude, and the insight, and give him the ability to share the joy, to bear the burden, to share the good news, to bear the pain with them, and to share the hope, and let him be the vehicle that his deepest desire is to honor you in everything he says and do. Anoint his ministry and let it move him way past what he thought, and be in partnership with him as he honors you in what he does and says. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother, and may everything you prayed for me rebound on you.
Amen, brother. Thank you. God bless you, man.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. All right, so you guys need to be praying for Brandon. I think you guys already know that. We're going to take our break and then come back. If you're not in Texas, go to hemustincrease.org. If you're in Texas, hang out at KAAM, the radio station. Anybody can use the app. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience.
Philip shares the gospel. In that gospel presentation is a proclamation about baptism, no matter what anybody says. That's just the reality of this text. He gets baptized, and the Holy Spirit catches Philip away, and the eunuch never sees him again. Okay. Does he go away miraculously? You can't define it as an absolute, but it sure seems that way. Doesn't matter, because why? The text says he never saw him again. That's what the text says. God will use people in your lives for a moment to make a change in your life, and you will never see them or hear from them again. That's what you got to recognize. God will use you in people's lives for a one-time encounter that will make, that will accomplish that which the Lord desires to accomplish, that will do plant some form of seed that God has in mind, and that's the intent, and you'll never see him again. You think, well, I don't know what the value of that was. That's why divine appointments are divine appointments and not human evaluations, because God uses the most unique circumstances, even one-time, one-and-done circumstances, to plant seeds in people's lives throughout their journey on the earth, to reach them and speak to them and to encourage them. You getting that? Sometimes God will bring somebody into your life, and it's just for a brief moment. And that's the purpose, and that's the intent. You don't fully understand, nor do I, nor does any human being, why the Lord has people cross paths the way he does. But remember, he is God. And so he knows what person needs to have what encounter at what juncture in their life. All of this is to say the Lord is the coordinator. It wasn't Philip. It wasn't the eunuch, so to speak. I mean, it was a strategic placement of a Christian in a position to reach a secretary of the treasury in Ethiopia to have a salvation opportunity. And nobody could ever predict that. But God set the whole thing up. And then he's done. And it's just so amazing because the scripture says he never saw Philip again. That's it. One and done. See you, buddy. God bless. And it was all part of the plan of God. Some people get saved in one church, and then they end up going to another church shortly thereafter, and that church is really instrumental in their growth, but not their decision. Totally normal. Nothing weird about that whatsoever. You're normal. It's normal. Because the Lord is in charge, and he's not asking anybody's permission.